And pitchers can, they don't even let them go nine innings anymore. So they used to tell us you should win about as many games as you complete. And that's about what I was winning every year.
Mm-hmm.
But, geez, I just read this thing here in the paper the other night that Mickey Lowley's completed 29 games one year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to believe.
I think he's the last one to come anywhere near that.
That's a lot.
Yes.
But those are the changes. And I don't like to watch it because I do because it gives me good sleep to turn on a ball game. I sit there and I say, how long is this thing going to go on? And there's too many moves, too many specialists.
Well, the doggone TV commercials, you know, they make you wait 2 or 3 minutes between innings.
True.
When there's no reason for it.
I know. The games are just too long. And another thing, I think they should give a pitcher, I think they used to give us 8 pitches or something between innings.
Yeah.
In fact, that I would take 6 and say, let's go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's warm. I don't know why they stand out there and throw. Yeah, 8 pitches, let's go.
Well, you know, if they got a radio or TV timeout, they've got nothing else they could do.
I guess.
And, you know, talking about the guys not pitching complete games as you did, remember J.W. Porter?
Yeah.
He, I talked with him, oh, I don't know, it's been several months ago. He managed in the Expos system for a few years. He said they sent him directions that the young pitchers, they'd have them stop him, take him out after 50 pitches, and then take him out after 60 pitches. And he said he was so frustrated. He said the kids, they couldn't learn to throw by not throwing. To learn to throw, they had to throw.
Right.
And he said they were just, you know, the kid was just getting warmed up, just getting started, but his 50 pitches came up in the fourth inning, and he was out.
Boy, if they did that to me, I might not get it by the third inning sometime.
Would you go back and do this all again?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Any regrets?
I enjoyed playing the game.
Good. Were there any regrets from playing?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good. I don't understand it when guys do have a baseball career and do have regrets.
Why?
I don't understand why they have regrets, because I think if you go out there and do what you do and do it the best you can, that's all you can do.
Well, sure. No, I have no regrets. I enjoyed the game.
Great.
So, no regrets, kid.
Okay. Paul, I really appreciate this.
Oh, no problem. I hope something good, you can write something about anyhow.
Well, it'll be a good interview and it'll be well read. Let me ask you, would you like to see a copy of the manuscript before I submit it?
No.
Okay, some guys like to. They don't want to be misquoted or anything. And
no.
I'm not going to misquote you.
No.
Would you like a copy of the magazine after it appears?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, would you like more than one?
No, just want to be fine.
Okay. It will probably be about 6 months. That's what they usually run, from the time of submission to the time of printing.
Okay.
But I will have the editor send you a copy as soon as it is printed, sometime probably this summer.
Okay.
And I really appreciate it. Like I told you in the letter, like I told you earlier, when I was a kid, I guess you were one of my half dozen favorite players.
I was trying to find you. I was trying to find a guy who liked me.
There's probably 2 or 3 of us out there somewhere.
Grant, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed it, Paul.
Good deal.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night now. Bye-bye.
Bye.